Bible reading number 322, Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 26, and Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 25. Everyone has sinned. Paul wrote these words. What should we think? Are we Jews better off? Not at all. We have already proved that all Jews and also non-Jews are under sin's power. This is written, no one is righteous, not even one person. No one understands. No one is looking for God. All people have turned away from God and have become completely useless. No one is kind, not even one person. Psalm 14, verses 1 through 3, and Ecclesiastes 7, verse 20. The whole world must be guilty before God, so no one will be made right with God by following the law, because through the law we become aware of sin. God's way of making people right. Now, without the law, the way God makes people right has been revealed. The law and the prophets point toward this truth. Committing oneself to Jesus Christ is what makes a person right with God. Salvation is for anyone who believes. It makes no difference who you are, because everyone has sinned and is far away from God's glory. But with God's gracious love, we are made right with God through Christ Jesus, who sets us free. And all of this is free. God offered Christ as a sacrifice. When Christ died, this became the way that sins are taken away, if we believe. This showed God's justice, too. God passed over sins which had been committed before this time. He let it go. But now, at this present time, to show His justice, He makes a person who trusts in Jesus righteous, and he is still fair. What about Abraham? Then what should we say about Abraham, our ancestor? What did he gain from his human experience? If Abraham was righteous by human effort, then he would have something to boast about, but not with God. What does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and so God declared him to be a righteous man. Genesis 15, verse 6. Pay does not come to a worker as a favor. He earns it. But suppose a person does not work for it. Instead, he believes in God who makes an ungodly man righteous. Then his faith is regarded as righteousness. David talks about the happiness of a person whom God regards as righteous without human effort. Sinners who are forgiven are happy. Their sins have been covered. If the Lord God does not count a man's sin, then that man is happy. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, this happiness is for Jews and non-Jews, because we are saying that Abraham's faith was regarded as righteousness. So how was it regarded? Did this happen while Abraham was circumcised or when he was uncircumcised? It was during the time when he was not circumcised. When Abraham received the mark of circumcision, it was a seal to prove that the faith he had, while he was not circumcised, was considered as righteousness by God. So Abraham is an ancestor to all people who are declared righteous, even though they are not circumcised. Abraham is an ancestor of Jews, the circumcised. Not only of them, he is also an ancestor to people who follow the example of the faith which Abraham, our ancestor, had while he was not circumcised. God's promise. God's promise to Abraham and his descendants that Abraham would inherit the world did not come through the law. Instead, it came through the righteousness which comes by faith. If we are truly heirs because of the law, faith would mean nothing, and God's promise would be worthless, because the law brings punishment from God. Where no law exists, there can be no sin. This is why it is by faith, so that it will be a gift, to confirm the promise that God made to every descendant, not only for the Jew, but also for the non-Jew, who has the same kind of faith that Abraham had. Abraham is the ancestor of us all. This is written, I have made you to be an ancestor of many nations. Genesis 17, verse 5. In the presence of God, Abraham believed that God would make dead people come back to life. that God could call for things that did not exist as though they existed. When there was no hope, Abraham believed with hope that he would become an ancestor of many nations, just as God said. Your descendants will be like this. Genesis 15:5. He understood that his body was practically dead. He was about 100 years old, and that Sarah couldn't have children either. But Abraham's faith did not weaken. He did not doubt God's promise. He just believed. His faith made him even stronger. He gave glory to God. He was convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. So, because of his faith, God declared Abraham to be a righteous man. Genesis 15:6. This verse about Abraham's acceptance was written not only for Abraham, it was also written for us. We are going to be accepted too. We also believe in the one who raised our Lord Jesus from death. Jesus was handed over to die for our sins. He was raised from death to make us right with God.